The Katra Podcast, conversations for the curious, essential knowledge, simplified, your gateway to essential ideas that matter most. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of Akatra AI. Welcome back. So today we're doing a deep dive into something, well, pretty ambitious. We're looking at a source that claims to essentially reverse engineer the human mind.
Mm-hmm. The most complex thing in the universe, arguably.
Right. We're digging into Ray Kurzweil's How to Create a Mind, specifically his framework for building true artificial general intelligence.
Yeah, it's a bold claim. Kurzweil isn't just, you know, speculating about AI. He offers a complete theory of human thought itself. He calls it the pattern recognition theory of mind, PRTM.
Okay.
And his argument is that consciousness isn't some untouchable mystery. It's actually driven by a single core algorithm, a very powerful one, but one we can understand and crucially replicate.
And that's really our mission for this deep dive, isn't it? To grasp what that algorithm looks like. Because, I mean, what if all the complex stuff our brain does, language, creativity, even feeling love, mm-hmm. isn't thousands of specialized parts, but just one fundamental learning method repeated over and over? If Kurzweil is right, figuring that out is the key to AGI.
Exactly. And understanding this is vital right now. You know, if you want to get why AI is moving so incredibly fast, you really need to look at the map Kurzweil drew for how thinking might actually work. It's foundational. Mm-hmm. Now, to really appreciate the sheer confidence of this book, you have to look at the author himself, Ray Kurzweil. He's an American inventor, a futurist, and maybe most importantly for this topic, he's currently a director of engineering at Google.
Leading their machine intelligence efforts, no less.
Exactly.
And he's not just a theorist, right? He's got serious hands-on experience. This is the guy behind OCR optical character recognition that we all use, text-to-speech systems, early speech recognition.
Mm-hmm. Practical stuff.
Yeah, stuff that earned him the National Medal of Technology. That practical grounding, turning cognitive ideas into working code, it gives him a really unique perspective.
It does. He brings together the engineering side, the neuroscience, and the computer science theory. It's quite a mix.
And underpinning all of it is his famous idea, the law of accelerating returns.
Yes.
The theory that technological progress isn't steady, it's exponential. It speeds up.
Which is why he sees creating a synthetic mind not just as possible, but as inevitable and coming sooner than many people think. That's the urgency driving his work on AGI.
Okay, so let's really unpack the core argument of how to create a mind. What's the absolute central thesis?
Well, it's simple on the surface, but kind of profound. Kurzweil argues that human thought boils down to one primary mechanism, hierarchical pattern recognition. And this happens mainly in the neocortex.
So the book is basically a guide to demystifying how we think.
Pretty much. It introduces this pattern recognition theory of mind, the PRTM, suggesting that almost all our intelligence stems from this one core learning technique, just scaled up massively. Millions of times over.
So it's a blueprint, then, for making AI that can actually think and learn, not just do specific tasks like today's narrow AI.
Exactly. Real AGI.
And the book takes you on a journey, right? It's like three stages.
Yeah. First, he tries to reverse engineer the brain. Find that secret algorithm.
Okay.
Second, use that secret to, well, forward engineer a digital mind. Build one.
And third.
Third, he gets into the really big questions, the philosophical stuff. What does creating a conscious AI mean for identity, free will, you know, being human?
All right, let's get into the biology first. The brain's secret algorithm, Kurzweil, points to the neocortex.
Mm-hmm. That big, wrinkly outer layer, the seat of higher thought.
And the big surprise he highlights is how incredibly uniform it is structurally, even though it handles totally different things like vision, language, logic.
It looks the same everywhere, basically. He leans a lot on Vernon Mountcastle's research here.
Mountcastle, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. He found the neocortex is made of these repeating units, cortical columns.
Exactly, cortical columns. And the key takeaway was that the brain tissue processing site and the tissue processing sound or abstract thought, it all shares the same fundamental microarchitecture.
Wow. So wait, if that's true, that kind of upends the whole idea of specialized brain regions, doesn't it? It suggests the brain isn't like a toolbox with a separate gadget for language and another for math.
Precisely. It implies it's more like one very powerful general-purpose learning machine, a universal algorithm that just gets applied to whatever kind of data comes its way.
One algorithm fits all, essentially.
That's the idea. Kurzweil estimates we have something like 300 million of these pattern recognition modules in the neocortex, all running the same basic program. That uniformity is the biological evidence for his PRTM. Okay, so how does this PRTM actually work? It comes down to two things: hierarchy and prediction.
Hierarchy, like levels.
Exactly. Think of it like layers. Sensory input, what you see, hear, feel, comes in at the bottom, the lowest level.
Right.
That first layer recognizes really simple patterns, basic stuff like edges of shapes, specific frequencies and sound, you know, raw features.
And then the next layer up combines those.
Yes. It takes those simple features and recognizes slightly more complex patterns, corners, simple textures, maybe basic phonetic sounds.
Energy keeps going up.
Keeps going up. Higher levels recognize objects, faces, words. Even higher levels recognize sentences, complex ideas, abstract concepts like democracy or irony. It's patterns, recognizing patterns of patterns.
Okay, I can sort of picture that, like building with Lego blocks.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah.
And here's where it connects directly to today's world, which is fascinating. This very idea, hierarchical, layered system, recognizing patterns. This is exactly the conceptual basis for the deep learning neural networks driving modern AI.
Ah, so the AI we hear about all the time.
It's built on the same principles Kurzweil was describing in the biological neocortex years ago. It's kind of validation in a way.
But it's not just a one-way street, right? Information flowing up. Kurzweil talks about a dual flow.
Yes, this is critical. It's not just bottom-up recognition. There's constant top-down prediction happening simultaneously.
Prediction, how does that work?
Well, think about it. When a higher level in your brain recognizes a pattern, say, it thinks it sees a cat, it doesn't just sit there. It immediately sends signals down to the lower levels, predicting what details should be there.
Like, expect fur, look for pointy ears, listen for a meow.
Exactly. It primes the lower levels. Yeah. So the brain is constantly doing two things. Recognizing patterns coming up from the senses and making predictions flowing down based on what it expects.
And that back and forth, that's thinking.
That loop is thinking, according to Kurzweil. That constant cycle of recognition and prediction is the engine.
Okay, that makes sense for processing information. But where do feelings come in? If the neocortex is this amazing pattern machine, what gives it direction? What makes us want anything? Where's the motivation?
Good question. That's where the old brain comes in, the parts underneath the neocortex, the limbic system, the amygdala, those areas.
Evolutionarily older structures.
Right. They provide the basic goals, the drives, the motivations. Things like fear, pleasure, hunger, the urge to survive, social bonding.
Yeah.
The core emotions.
I see. So the old brain sort of sets the agenda, like objective, find food, or objective, avoid that scary thing.
Exactly. It provides the goal, the what.
And the neocortex, with its powerful PRTM algorithm.
Figures out the how. It uses its pattern recognition abilities to come up with the complex, intelligent plan to achieve the goal set by the old brain.
So it's a partnership. Old brain gives the drive, new brain provides the sophisticated strategy, recognize the pattern of danger, plot an escape, recognize the pattern of opportunity, make a plan.
Precisely. The neocortex executes the intelligent behavior needed to fulfill the old brain's motivations.
Okay, but then there's the really tricky part. How does this model, which sounds quite computational, account for things like creativity, love, humor? Aren't those uniquely human and maybe not algorithmic?
Kurzweil tackles that head on. Mm-hmm. He argues these aren't some kind of magic spark outside the system. They are emergent behaviors.
Emergent meaning they arise naturally once the system gets complex enough.
Exactly. Take creativity. Uh-huh. He defines it essentially as recognizing existing patterns and then combining them in new, useful, or interesting ways. It's pattern mixing, pattern remixing.
So finding a novel connection between two patterns nobody linked before.
That's the idea. And humor, he suggests, is also computational.
How so?
Our brain is constantly predicting what comes next in a story, a sentence, a situation. Humor happens when that prediction is suddenly violated, but in a harmless, unexpected way. The surprise collision of patterns triggers that response we feel as laughter.
So it demystifies it, makes it a mechanism, without necessarily reducing the experience of it.
That's the aim, I think. To show it can arise from these processes, even if the subjective feeling is rich and complex. Now, flowing from this PRTM idea are some really big philosophical themes. The first one is this concept of substrate independence.
Substrate independence, meaning the hardware doesn't matter as much as the software.
Pretty much. The idea is that your identity, your memories, your personality are fundamentally the pattern of information, not the physical stuff, the atoms making up your brain and body right now.
He uses that river analogy, doesn't he?
Yes. The pattern in the river. The water molecules are always changing, flowing through, but the shape of the whirlpool or the wave pattern persists.
And that pattern is the identity.
That persistent pattern is us, according to this view. which of course has massive implications.
Like mind uploading.
Exactly. If your identity is just information, a pattern, then in principle, it could be copied, transferred, run on a different substrate, maybe a computer. It fundamentally changes ideas about life, death, continuity.
Okay, that's a huge one. What's the second T theme?
Demystifying consciousness itself. Kurzweil doesn't treat consciousness as some mystical add-on.
Right, he sees it as an emergent property too.
Yes. Specifically, it emerges when a pattern recognition system becomes complex enough to do something crucial. Create a model of itself within its overall model of the world.
Thinking about thinking.
Essentially, yes. Self-reference. Being able to observe its own internal state, its own thought processes. When a system can do that, consciousness, in this view, naturally arises as a feature of that self-modeling capability. It's a computational characteristic.
And the third big theme brings us back to the start, doesn't it? The inevitability of superintelligence.
It does. You combine the idea that the mind is replicable software, substrate independence, with that law of accelerating returns.
The exponential progress.
And Kurzweil concludes that the tools we need, better brain scanning, massively more powerful computing, are improving so fast that creating human-level AI isn't an if, it's a when.
And because of that exponential curve, it won't just reach human level, it will quickly surpass it. Superintelligence.
That's his projection, a near-term certainty in his view.
The book has some really memorable lines that capture these big ideas. Let's highlight a few key ones.
Okay, the first one really sums up the core brain insight. The great secret of the neocortex is its remarkable uniformity, a single powerful algorithm repeated over and over.
The meaning there is pretty clear, right? Our intelligence isn't about having lots of specialized tools, but about having one incredibly flexible, scalable tool, a general learning machine.
Exactly. Makes us adaptable. Then there's this one about identity. Our identity is the continuity of the pattern of information that constitutes our mind. It is this pattern that is us.
Yeah, that's the substrate independence point. Your essence is the data, the pattern. Theoretically portable, potentially immortal if you can copy the pattern. Heavy stuff.
Definitely. And finally, on consciousness. Consciousness is the ultimate pattern recognition system. It recognizes the pattern of its own existence.
So consciousness isn't magic. It's what happens when a complex pattern recognizer turns its abilities inward and starts recognizing itself. A natural result of complexity. Okay, stepping back from the huge philosophical ideas for a moment, does this PRTM model offer any practical insights? Things we can use, maybe in how we learn or solve problems?
I think it does. Consider education. If the brain really learns hierarchically, building complex patterns on simpler ones.
Then learning should probably follow that structure, right?
Exactly. It suggests you really need to master the fundamentals, the basic patterns, before tackling the complex, abstract stuff that depends on them. Rote memorization isn't enough. You need to build that solid foundation layer by layer. Context and connection become key.
So don't jump to calculus before you've really got algebra down.
Pretty much. And it applies to personal problem solving too.
How so?
If you're facing a really complex, overwhelming problem, try breaking it down. Look for the smaller, simpler, recognizable patterns within the bigger mess. What parts do you already understand? Start there. Build connections.
That makes sense. And what about creativity? You mentioned pattern mixing.
Right. This view reframes creativity less as waiting for a lightning bolt of inspiration and more as a skill. A skill of finding new and valuable links between existing patterns you've already learned, maybe from different fields entirely. It encourages experimenting, combining ideas.
Thinking back on the book, what was the most maybe surprising takeaway for you?
For me, I think it was the shift in perspective it forces. Moving the discussion about the mind away from being this purely philosophical, almost spiritual, unknowable thing.
And towards seeing it as fundamentally an engineering problem. A very complex one, sure, but something that is, at least in principle, understandable, solvable, maybe even replicable. It demystifies it in a powerful way.
Yeah, that's a big shift.
Yeah.
For me, the most profound insight is probably the ultimate trajectory Kurzweil maps out. This idea of the singularity.
The merger.
The eventual merger of our biological intelligence with non-biological intelligence. Creating a kind of hybrid intelligence, vastly extending our capabilities. He sees it almost as the next logical step in evolution, all stemming from this core idea of pattern recognition scaling up exponentially.
Oh.
It's a mind-bending future to contemplate.
See you next time with another remarkable thinker, another powerful book, and another idea that has shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by Ekatra Foundation.